You're listening to SBS News.
With tensions continuing to flare in the Persian Gulf, Australia has confirmed it's prepared to join an international effort to de-escalate the situation. Prime Minister Scott Morrison made the commitment in support of the US-led efforts to keep the Strait of Hormuz open for shipping.
The government has decided that it is in Australia's national interests to work with our international partners to contribute to an international maritime security mission.
Australia will send a warship and aircraft to assist after a request from the US and the UK to protect oil shipments against Iranian interference in the Strait of Hormuz. Defence Force Chief Angus Campbell says Australian troops are ready for deployment.
Our people are very well trained and, as you'll appreciate, experienced in the Middle East region. And I've got great confidence in their teamwork, their leadership, and their ability to undertake this mission and to offer a substantive and constructive contribution to the international maritime security construct. It'll be a US-led operation, and we will be a participant in that.
Tensions in the narrowing shipping channel have been brewing for months, dramatically escalating after the US and Iran shot down drones in separate incidents. It also flared when the UK temporarily seized an Iranian oil tanker off Gibraltar. Iran later retaliated, seizing two British-linked tankers in the Strait. Defence Minister Linda Reynolds says Australia's core interest in the mission is de-escalation.
It is all about de-escalating rising tensions in the Gulf. Australia has an enduring interest in the freedom of navigation and the safe passage of maritime trade through international waters. Indeed, freedom of navigation through the international waters is a fundamental right of all states under international law.
Australia's contribution will include a maritime surveillance aircraft in the Middle East for a month before the end of the year. And from January 2020, Prime Minister Morrison said an Australian frigate will be deployed for 6 months.
Now, this is a modest, meaningful, and time-limited contribution that we are seeking to make.
However, Mr. Morrison won't speculate if the contribution could go further. Australia has been considering a request since the Australia-US ministerial talks in Sydney earlier this month. Iran's economy has been suffering since the US imposed sanctions after it withdrew from the nuclear agreement in 2015. In New York, the US Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, reaffirmed his intentions.
The United States has a set of sanctions that preclude crude oil from being shipped to any country. We've made clear anyone who touches it, anyone who supports it, anyone who allows a ship to dock is at risk of receiving sanctions from the United States of America. So if that ship again heads to Syria, we'll take every action we can consistent with those sanctions to prevent that. Remember, the reason we don't want that crude oil to go to Syria, I think, is shared by the entire world.
Australia's involvement in the Gulf also receiving bipartisan support from Labor's acting opposition leader, Richard Marles.
We support the decision that's been made.
Australia has a particular interest in freedom of navigation. We're an island trading nation. A large part of our economy is based on trade, and the vast bulk of that trade goes by sea.
Experts agree too. Peter Jennings from the Australian Strategic Policy Institute says Australia joining the mission is a sensible thing to do.
This is the moment for the sort of the consequential democracies, I think, to stand up and say enough's enough. We want to sort of police the standards of global behaviour in ways that suit everyone's interests. And so, you know, that I think is how we should read this. Australia is a country that believes in the international rule of law, and we're taking active steps to promote it.
Australia now poised to do just that. Nakari Thorpe, SBS News.